As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pretty cool event coming to our town this Labor Day. And that is Intrasport and Fox Sports bringing us the second annual State Farm Women's College Volleyball Showcase. And it'll be featuring Pitt and Penn State. So here to talk about that is the Pitt women's volleyball coach, the very successful Dan Fisher, been to 4 consecutive national semifinals, 6 ACC titles. He's all signed and sealed through 2030. Dan, how are you? Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Dan is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Tell us a little bit about this event, Dan. It seems really cool. It'll be you two joined by TCU and Arizona State, so that'll be 4 games at the arena, I think August 31st to September 1st. I would imagine it's going to create a lot of excitement, yes?
Yeah, I am thrilled that our sport and our program is growing to a level where we expect to pack the house and just to be a great environment.
But there's not a chance that you're playing Penn State. I'm reading a story here out of the Post Gazette. Why is that? Why won't you play Penn State?
Well, we may or may not be playing them this year. We haven't released our schedule yet, so don't put me on the spot. But in this tournament, we will not be playing Penn State.
Right. And that is because of the uncertainty with the schedule after that?
Well, there is certainly. We haven't released it yet, so give me a break here.
Okay. I didn't know why it was that there's 4 teams there, the story was a little bit confusing. But the tournament itself will be yet another reflection that women's volleyball has really taken off here. I mean, we've seen some outdoor games. We see the tournament every year. And I would imagine that you're just astounded compared to when you got here, both locally and nationally, with the interest in this. Yes?
Yeah, compared to when I got here, no doubt. But the last 3 years has really, it seems to be snowballing. The reason we're playing this type of tournament is because we had 2 games last year in the Peterson Event Center with over 10,000. I think we, in the field house, sold out, our last 8 or 10 games. And also, I think, aside from the growth of volleyball, we have some great teams in Pennsylvania. Us and Penn State were in the top 5 in the country last year, and I would expect that both programs will be in the preseason polls really high. So it's a good way to kick it off.
Man, I'll say. And I'm going to be there myself. Limits, perhaps we can go out together the way we did over to Dan's facility one day where Olivia Babcock took serves at us, and I was better than you. You remember that?
Yeah, I don't know if that's true and that you were better than me, Joe. We both had one pretty successful pass against Liv. And Dan, I wanted to ask, how important was it to be able to make sure that Liv came back for this year as she is?
Well, I don't know that I have the right word, but it's, I think any sports fan, when you have the National Player of the Year, making sure she's on your team the following, and not just for transferring, but also just quite frankly for going pro. We're thrilled to have her back. She is currently, she's the youngest player on the senior women's national team. She's in Brazil right now. And this is, you know, we're going to be, hopefully she'll get in the game tomorrow for the senior national team, but she's, her future is bright, her presence bright, and so she's a great player and a great person.
Dan,
we're lucky to have her.
Dan Fisher, Pitt women's volleyball coach, on the line. We have a big event coming here end of August. It is the State Farm Women's College Volleyball Showcase. Pitt, Penn State, TCU, and Arizona State. Pitt and Penn State will take turns playing the other two teams there. Should be awesome. Dan, you mentioned pro volleyball. What are the options like for women these days? Like, when can they leave school at any point? Are there NFL-like restrictions on them? And what are the options for women out there as far as pro volleyball goes?
Yeah, it was always overseas up until a few years ago. And so, you know, the best leagues in the world are still probably Italy, Russia, Turkey, Brazil. But 2 years ago, the USA started its first league, and now we have two, and the level is very, very high. And so at this point, there haven't been many players that have left to go early, because I would say the money keeps getting better all the time, but it is maybe comparable to what some of them can do with NIL. So there's the sport's growing, and there is, you know, there's some rumors also of a pro team in Pittsburgh, which I also can't talk about too much, but it's a really exciting time for our sport.
So with NIL these days and the popularity of the sport, I would imagine that creates new challenges for coaches such as yourself and programs all over. I saw in softball, I forget, was it the woman for Texas Tech, I think, transferred from Stanford and got a $1 million NIL deal, and she's just an absolute star. What kind of challenges does this create, and maybe opportunities too, when you're as successful as you guys are, to go out and get somebody?
I think exactly what you're saying. I guess everything that's happening in football and basketball is happening with us. We've just maybe been a year behind, and so the main thing is, I'm sure you guys have talked about the House case, and it would be nice to for this to settle into some type of, regulated environment, something that where we all know what we're dealing with. It's been a little bit of the Wild West the last couple of years.
Man, it sure has. We have Dan Fisher, Pitt women's volleyball coach, on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. How would you characterize your situation going into next season, your team's situation, Dan? It would seem from the outside like there's going to have to be some transition time here with losing the likes great players like Rachel Fairbanks and Tori Stafford in the transfer portal. How would you characterize it?
Well, we had some work to do in the offseason, but we feel really, really good about our roster. And in no uncertain terms, we have the talent to win a national championship. Mm. But you're right. It is going to be, I would say, let me put it this way. Last year, I thought there'd be like a battle at one or two positions. And I probably could only tell you two positions that would start next year. I think we're just going to have incredible competition and incredible depth, really. So I'm excited to, to get in the gym and see who emerges in some of those spots.
Was it surprising to you that Tori went into the transfer portal?
At the time it was. I mean, she had indicated she was going to stay, and so, and none of the girls really knew. So it was kind of between her family and her agent. And so she gave us 2 great years and there's no hard feelings, and she made her decision. And so she was the first one that's left my program, you know, unless it was about playing time, in 13 years. So yeah, it was a shock, but you know, we're having to deal with what football and basketball does now.
So Dan, you do get Bree Kelly coming back. Ryla Jones is also back. How much of a step do you expect them to be able to take to be able to complement Liv Babcock next year?
Those two, we expect to have, huge seasons. And, you know, we signed 2 international players that play with their senior national teams. We have really strong freshmen. We have 3 girls right now training with the U19 national team. And then we have Blair Bayless going later in the summer with the U21 national team. So, yeah, any number of players honestly could emerge. So it's going to be a battle.
Well, Dan, we appreciate you taking the time today, and good luck with your team. And we'll be looking forward to the tournament, the showcase in late August. Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys covering our sport and helping to spread the word about this tournament. So thank you.
Absolutely. Take care, Dan.
Okay, bye-bye.
Dan Fisher, Pitt Women's Volleyball. That was interesting. I mean, it's so much to deal with these days for coaches when you have an absolute star like a Tori Stafford.
Right.
And she goes, and he was interesting on that.
13 years. He said it's
first time that other than playing time.
Yeah. She was an absolute star. It was her and Liv Babcock that led the charge.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be a different team next year for them. I mean, but there's a lot of talent, but it's going to be a different unit.
It has to be. Rachel Fairbanks was a star too.
Yeah, and they lose, I think Emmy Klick is gone as well, the libero who was really good last year. I think she graduated.
He said, though, in no uncertain terms, he said, we have the talent to compete for a national championship again. He's a very confident guy.
Well, I don't blame him. They've gone to 4 Final Fours in a row. It's just all about taking that next step.
I like him. We got off to a little bit of a rough start there, Limits. Did I phrase the question properly? I was just curious, like, if you have 4 teams,
yeah,
why isn't Pitt going to play Penn State? Now, the Post-Gazette explained, I don't know, whenever this news came out, that it likely has to do with the unofficial home and home with Pitt and Penn State.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah.
And the Penn State played it at the Pete last season, meaning this year's game would be at Rec Hall. Then it goes on to say the only way the two teams would have played each other was if Penn State was willing to give up their home court advantage for a season, and then Pitt would have to play in State College twice. I don't understand. I'm sorry.
So here's how I understand everything. So I was at the match when Pitt and Penn State played here in Pittsburgh. They played it at the Pete, and
yeah.
Pitt absolutely dominated. They played a scrimmage, I guess you'd call it a scrimmage, at Rec Hall at Penn State this spring during like the spring schedule where you play a couple of different teams.
Yeah.
It's not official. What I'm basically getting from what Dan was saying is...
Dan didn't say anything. I'm telling you what the Post-Gazette story said.
What I'm gleaning from what Dan said, this is what I believe, is that teams love their... It's like the NFL schedule release. Nobody wants to leak out anything. Teams take so much pride in their schedule and marketing when teams are going
to
be playing.
What does that have to do with Pitt
they're playing,
and Penn State
they're playing
not playing
Penn State.
In this tournament? So what? Why aren't they playing in this tournament?
Because either Penn State wants it to be a home game or Pitt would rather have it at the Pete in a different time of the year.
Well, why can't you play in this tournament and then have Penn State have a home game later in the year?
I'd be fine with that.
There's four teams in the tournament. It should be the two teams play, and the two winners play.
And then
play.
You should play Penn State twice.
Yes. I mean, either way, it's going to be awesome.
They're going to play. Like, I think that's what I definitely took away from what Dan said.
Yeah, but they're not playing in that event.
No. It's not going to be in the event.
That's all I wanted was that. But it did get off to an awkward start. I'll acknowledge that.
A little bit.
I think Dan likes us both, though.
I do, too. I think we should go back to Pitt Volleyball and do another social video.
And ask him why Penn State and Pitt won't play in this tournament. See how that goes.
But they're going to play. It's not like Pitt and Penn State not playing at all in football. They will
no,
play
No, I know
this
limits.
Year.
They're going to play. They're involved
in a... You want to see them play twice.
No, I want to see a four-team tournament where two teams win and the two winners play. Is that too much to ask?
I don't think so. Instead of a tournament, that's why it's called a showcase.
Okay, you're right. Either way, like I said, either way, it's going to be awesome. And I think he's right. I think they're going to fill the place. I mean, Penn State and Pitt just being there. And then it's not like you have a couple of also-rans here with TCU and Arizona State.
Yeah.
This is going to be incredible. And you're going to take me there and maybe take me out to dinner that night.
Mm.
And repay the dinner that I gave you and Donnie.
Oh, repay it from the bet that you lost with us. Is that how that works? So we need to repay it even though you're the one that lost.
Every once in a while you get these interviews where you think you're asking like a very mundane sort of, I don't know what you'd call it, sort of informational question, and all hell breaks loose. That's what happened early in that
interview.
Well,
how about when he said that there have been rumors about a professional volleyball team in Pittsburgh, but yet I can't talk about that?
Yes.
That means we're getting a professional volleyball team at
Ooh,
some point. Speculation,
do you like
that? I don't know. I don't know anything, but that's what I basically
take from
that.
Let me ask you a question, oh limitless wonder.
Yes.
Is the popularity that women's volleyball is experiencing, and this could go for a lot of sports, Is it mostly about the school allegiance? And would that be watered down with a pro team? Or do you think women's pro volleyball will take off?
I think it's going to take some time. Like, we're now seeing the WNBA start to take off, where previous years, like, the WNBA had some good players, but...
But that took
not,
a, that
it,
took a...
It took Caitlin Clark to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, transformational superstar. Now, right. I suppose you could have that. Do we have that in volleyball?
I don't think we have a Caitlin Clark right now in volleyball. Not that I'm aware of, at least. You need a transformational player to be able to do that. Like, is Liv Babcock that? I don't know.
I'll tell you what, she is...
She's incredible.
Incredible. Athlete. I mean, he said she's already on the senior national team. She's going to be in the Olympics.
Yeah, I did see that. Bree Kelly, or who is it? There's another, Serena Gray, I think it is, another member of the former Pitt team, also played at Penn State, is also on that national team.
This is incredulent, I dare say. All right, tell us what's coming up next, Limits.
All right, Joe, we have a very special guest. As you know, Thursday is our 5-alarm marathon that'll be at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. You can come out and say hello to us. Jeff Stackich of Dormont Fire Department, he will join us to talk a little bit more and get us ready for the 5-alarm, just about the good that the volunteer firefighters do in our area and the support that they need from all of us.
All right. I can't wait, actually, for that. I'm looking at it right now. Plan to join us for lunch on Thursday at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department from noon to 1:30. We're going to have hot dogs, subs, chips, and more. Fan 5-Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, brought to you by South Hills Lincoln, the PA Market, and Fast Rescue Solutions. The more, like, we had that boot yesterday, and we had a helmet on our table. So I want to ask this man coming up now, about the equipment that these people wear.
Oh, it's heavy.
Oh, my God.
I put on the helmet last year, and I felt like there was a brick that was, like, taped to the top of my head.
Just amazing stuff. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Michael McHenry coming up at 1 o'clock. I want to ask him about all things Pirates. Skeens pitching tonight. I want to ask him about Bubba Chandler and what he saw from him in spring training. And the fact that Henry Davis told Kevin Gorman that Bubba Chandler has the best fastball he's ever caught. This is the personal catcher for Paul Skeens. So that will be a topic that Michael's great. We dive into stuff every week with him. So all of that ahead on Pomp and Joe. The 2025 Fan 5-Alarm t-shirts are available online. Go to KeystoneCustomApparel.com. And get your commemorative shirt. A portion of proceeds benefits local volunteer fire departments.
And Joe, we just got our t-shirts today.
Yeah.
They look great.
Mine is right in front of me here.
Me too.
For the YouTubers out there, look at this baby. This could be yours. Look at this, Limits.
Oh, yeah?
Huh?
It's a good color,
look at that,
too.
Baby. Can you see
blue.
It on there?
Oh, yeah. They could see it. It's got the 5-Alarm Marathon patch on it. It's got 2025.
I love new t-shirts. Do you?
Me too.
I collect them. I'm wearing. You never even mentioned what I'm wearing today.
The Marshall Thundering Herd football.
This is unbelievable.
Look at that.
Look at this.
That's an incredible shirt there, Joe.
Yeah, why didn't you mention it earlier?
Well, I saw it on your way in.
Yeah, there we go.
But that's when you were insulting Callis, or Callis was insulting you.
Yeah.
So I didn't think of saying anything.
A little bit of both. Yeah. I think it's unbelievable. My daughter had a volleyball tournament up at Tridelphia.
Tridelphia?
West Virginia.
I've never heard of Tridelphia before. Is that a combination of
right near Wheeling,
West Virginia, and
I don't even know if it's
Tri-State
a town
area?
Or if it's the name of the complex. I don't know. Limits, but that's beside the point. They had a rally house there with West Virginia stuff. Yes, they even have rally houses for that.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming up on Thursday is our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, and we're all looking forward to that. There's going to be some very interesting pairs. I think we're in for a Mulsey-Starkey reunion, from what I hear, Limits. Is that true?
Oh, that is 100% confirmed, Joe. It's going to happen. It's on the schedule.
That's going to be great. Also, I think I'm kicking off the thing with Crowley.
Also true.
Which has a boom or bust element to it, does it not?
Yeah. One moment could be boom, one moment could be bust. It's the magic of radio.
Well, in honor of that, and the reason we're doing it is to, you know, help give a financial boost to volunteer fire departments in the area. Let's bring on Jeff Stackich, the fire chief from the Dormont Volunteer Fire Department, right around the corner here in Dormont. Jeff, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. Did you grow up in Dormont?
I grew up next door in Castle Shannon, but I've lived here for 25 years.
Have you ever been to the doorstop? Have you played baseball or softball at Pop Murray Field? Have you been to Dormont Pool?
If you don't as a kid get to play one ball game at night at Pop Murray Field, you didn't grow up right in Pittsburgh.
Oh, my God. Now I'm sad because my daughter used to play games at night there, and we had coach pitch. So I would be pitching to her, and she would be hitting. We had a great team. Those were the greatest days, weren't they? The night games.
It was all the coaches that we would schedule games with, they wanted the night game with us.
Man, I loved that. And, of course, the doorstop you've been to, yes?
The pancakes are second to none.
Incrinculant, some say. Jeff, tell us about the costs to run a place like you do there. You're the fire chief at Dormont Volunteer Fire Department, and the equipment, the trucks, all of this. Tell us, you know, what this money could go toward for not just your place, but all volunteer fire departments.
So first, I just want to say thank you for, in a time where the dollars are getting stretched ever so thin and it's hard to find funding, you guys doing this for the fire service is extremely generous. So thank you for doing this. But
well, thank you.
I pulled up some numbers. 2020, we did a big order for personal protective gear, and it cost about $3,500 just, and that doesn't include our air cylinders on our backs, but just the coat, the helmet, the boots, the gloves. and we did an order. We got a quote this year in January, $6,100. That's a 75% increase in 5 years. We ordered a fire truck. We have a fire truck on order. Fortunately, we ordered it in 2022. We're still waiting for it.
Yeah.
But that truck, it was $676,000. That's just your normal fire engine pumper. Well, today's price, that's approaching $1 million.
That is incredible.
So the inflation for what we do is far surpassing just your standard cost of living inflation that, unfortunately, you know, far too much of us are seeing.
That is just mind blowing, actually. So, Jeff, what got you into this volunteer fire department situation? Why did you become one?
As a kid, I was a fire truck chaser. I just loved seeing what they did and was enthralled with what the rush and seeing the firefighters go out and serve the community and just, you know, drop what they're doing and go run to what everybody else is running away from. And fortunately for me, about 16, 17 years ago, I had the opportunity taking my kids to a public safety day. A good friend of mine was helping me take pictures with my kids on the fire truck, and he talked me into volunteering, and the rest is history.
Well, thank you for everything you do. I know you're having your second annual Citizens Fire Academy in October. Could you tell us about that?
Absolutely. So one of the other ways that people can give back to the community is not just with their financial support, but we need people, and we need people in the worst way. We just don't have enough coming to be willing to help us do what we do and serve the same people that they live with every day. So one of the things that we've done, and it's not a unique idea for us, is we've done a Citizens Fire Academy. Last year was our first one, and it was very successful for us, being a small community. And it's just a time where you can come in, and it's 8 sessions. It's about 6 weeks, and you get to learn everything there is about being a firefighter. And that's from climbing ladders, flowing water out of hoses, and cutting up cars. You get a little bit of some live fire experience. And it's all hands-on, and it's very fun. It's very informative, but it's a great way for everybody to get a taste of the experience. And if you end up joining, great. We'd love to have you. But if not, at least it gives the citizens some awareness of exactly what it is when that bell rings at 2 o'clock in the morning that we all have to get up and go take care of.
Mm. How long did you say you've been doing this in Dormont, Jeff?
I've been with Dormont since 2009.
And have you faced, like how many live fires have you had to fight and face?
Early in my career as a volunteer, I was fortunate enough to work from home. So I was on a lot of the fires that they were in town. I was one of the first ones there. So I've seen the worst of the worst, unfortunately. Mm. And those are the times where you need the most support and, you know, staffing and manpower, and you need to make sure that you have the right equipment and that it's up to code, up to date, and you're not just using old things just because you can't afford, you know, to provide your members with what they need.
Well, there, you know, for everybody out there, that you just heard it right there, that people protecting us need, you know, you want them to have the best equipment. You want them to be able to do everything they can to help in these situations. And that's why we're doing this. And you can donate right now through our website at 937thefan.com. We hope to see people out at our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department on Thursday. Crowley and I, the opening kickoff for us at least, is at 8 a.m. And there'll be some very interesting combinations all day. Plus, our 2025 Fan 5 Alarm t-shirts are available online right now. Go to KeystoneCustomApparel.com and get your commemorative shirt. A portion of the proceeds benefits local volunteer fire departments, like the one that Jeff is chief of, right over here in Dormont. That's only a couple miles away from the station. Jeff, we really appreciate the time, and thank you for everything you do.
Absolutely. Thank you guys again. This is a great cause, and it's much appreciated.
Take care, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
That's Jeff Stackich from over in Dormont. Limits. What a man. I can't believe that that these people do what they do. Like,
yeah,
he said, he phrased it really well there. They run to what everyone else is running from.
Running away from.
You know?
Yeah, you know, we, working in sports, dub a lot of people that maybe have a big base hit or make a good block or catch a game-winning touchdown as heroes. You know, these are the true heroes of life. You know, the people that are willing to make just ultimate sacrifices to help others. And that's truly what it is. You're running into burning buildings, risking your own life to be able to help others. I had nothing but respect for them.
So we'll get started Thursday, but you can help now again at 937thefan.com. So my intergalactically read mailbag is out there, the lead of which today was, should the Pirates try to trade Bubba Chandler for the best hitting prospect in all of baseball? Mm.
I had a couple aliens tell me that they thought it was very fascinating, Joe.
I'm glad
were reading.
I'm glad they're reading, yes. But there were a lot of other questions in here, Limits. Why don't we go through a couple of them? You ready?
I would love to.
Joey Priano, even though the record doesn't matter very much for the rest of the season, we could argue about that, Joey. Do you think that the Pirates can finish anywhere other than last place in the NL Central with Don Kelly? Mm. Limits, I present that question to you.
Well, I want to give Joey a pat on the back. We've been doing a lot of patting on the back today. He's the one that broached the question about Bubba Chandler and Roman Anthony. So he's a very frequent Starkey
texter, nice man,
and caller,
yeah,
into the mailbag. No, I don't think they're going anywhere but last place in the division.
I mean,
Cincinnati, this year we're talking, just specifically?
Of course we are, Limits, yes.
I think the Reds have more talent than them. I think I like what Donnie Kelly's done so far, but I think they have a better manager. And flat out, they have, what, 7 games on them right now in the standings?
I mean, it's only 6 in the loss column, and there's 101 games left. That is a minuscule amount of games to make up on somebody in 100 games. I think the Pirates are not going to finish in last place. How do you like that? Oh, Limitless.
I like
wonder.
It a lot, and I hope you're right.
And my reasons for that are Bubba Chandler's coming. Brian Reynolds is back to himself. I think O'Neill Cruz is going to be good. I think they're weeding through the process of who can help us and who can't. We saw Rainey get DFA'd. I expect that with Pham. I expect some help from the minor leagues. I think Nick York is a guy that can help. he's hitting .333 right now. I think they're going to shore up their bullpen. There's a couple guys in Indy who could help their bullpen right now. I don't know why Majinski isn't one of them, that they're hell-bent on having him be a starter. I think he'd help the staff one way or another right now, don't you?
I do. I would throw him out there and be the 7th or 8th inning guy right away. Now, it also broaches the question of what do you do with Bednar, and Santana is your closer.
I think Bednar's been pretty good lately. He was really good the other night when he got
pitches.
The save. And he had every pitch working.
Yeah. Joe, I hate to interrupt the mailbag, but I will for this because I think you'll enjoy it. Jeff just texted me and saying, thanks again. Please let Joe know to give me a call if he ever needs someone to golf with.
Oh,
there you go. Again, someone that wants to golf with Joe.
Let's do that, Jeff, if you're out there. Yesterday we had, oh my God, what was the man's name?
Eddie.
Eddie. What a nice man he was.
I remember his name, but you golfed with him for 3 hours.
We went to Clover Hill, and it was great course. But it was very embarrassing for me because Eddie hadn't golfed in 2 years.
Oh.
I golf every day. He had 3 pars on a 9-hole course. I had none.
If only the audience could see my jaw on the ground right now.
It was very embarrassing.
2 years and he had 3 pars?
Yeah, what a nice man he was.
Wow, he's really good at golf then.
Yeah, he was pretty good. He was better than me. Everybody's better than me. It's very depressing, Limits. What was I talking about?
Sorry.
Oh, the Pirates.
The mailbag. Majinski.
Majinski, yep. Yes. Why isn't he here?
They want him to be a starter.
Okay.
So when they trade Andrew Heaney and they open up another spot in the rotation.
Somebody who calls themselves Francisco Cabrera ruined my life at Yinzer 1983. NIL has ruined college sports, in my opinion. It's not even fun to watch anymore. Feels like the pros. Do you agree? Do you, Limits?
No. I mean, NIL has ruined some parts of college sports. Yes, I agree. There needs to be restraints. There needs to be rules. There needs to be regulations. I love watching college football still. I do, and college basketball. Like, that love has not been taken away from me. Now, there are some things that that we all know need to be changed. But no, it is becoming like the pros.
It's always been like the pros. I agree with you, Limits. I said, no, I don't agree, Dr. Life, although I respect your feelings on the matter. I guess I've always held college sports with kind of a cynical view. They've always been paid. Going back to John Wooden's UCLA dynasty, fueled by a sugar daddy named Sam Gilbert. Guys have always gotten paid. It's just more money now. I just take it for what it is, entertainment, and I enjoy it. But thank you for asking. JD, listen to this one, Limits. If you had to beat any pro athlete at their sport for $3 million to the winner, who would it be? Mm. To which I answered, the better question is, what would it be? Like, which sport could I beat a pro athlete in? That's the first thing to determine. There is none. That's like mainstream. But I did find something, Limits, called the American Cornhole League.
Yes.
And while I have great respect for the best cornholers in the country, if you take the word, it's like a 16-team league. Have you seen this?
I have, yes. They play, there's a lot of that televised on ESPN right around the 4th of July.
They can earn up to $60,000 annually for playing cornhole, for God's sakes.
As they should. That's a very fun game to play.
Yeah, I don't know. Should they be earning that much? I don't know. I guess whatever the market bears. But yes, if you find me the worst cornholer in the American Cornhole League, I think on a given day I could beat him. The worst guy in the PGA Tour, you and I would have no chance. Any other sport, almost any other, zero chance. But a cornholer on a given day, Limits, I think I could do it. How about a bowler?
Bowler for me or bowler for you?
Either one.
Because you know I bowl.
Yeah, no. Maybe for you.
Maybe. I don't think so.
If you took the worst guy on the pro tour, could you beat him?
I would have to bowl very well.
Yeah, I agree with that.
My best game is only a 180, so I'm not, you know, I haven't even cracked 200 before, and those guys are consistently in the 200s.
I won't get to the question that you're involved in because you got very sensitive.
Why
earlier.
Not?
Do you think, here's Burke O'Toole.
Is the person making fun of me?
Sort of. But well, I defended you.
Thank
sort
you.
Of.
I'll have to go to the mailbag and read it.
Do you think we'll see Matt Gorski again this season, says Burke O'Toole. Limits?
I think so, Burke O'Toole. I think that he'll be here. When? Maybe not until either somebody gets hurt or around the time of the deadline when somebody ultimately gets traded.
I agree with every syllable and half syllable you just said, and I'm still glad. Think they should give Joey Bart a first baseman's glove and platoon him with Horwitz. I really do. Mighty Grippers tweets in, Joe, what's your favorite beach town? You strike me as a Myrtle man. I told him our family's been going to Cape May for 40 years. Eddie, the guy I golfed with yesterday, his family goes to Cape May. We may golf out there,
That's
Limits.
That's incredible.
I think so. Where's the beach that your family goes to, Limits? Any?
Hilton Head is the one that we used to frequent a lot.
Yeah.
It's where my aunt and my uncle like to go. They're going again this year, but Geneva on the Lake in Ohio is where me and my buddies are going in 2 weeks, Joe.
Ooh, I like that
I will
idea.
Be gone for 2-3 days. It might be 2 days. We're leaving on Wednesday, but I don't know if we're leaving at like 3 or if we're leaving at noon or what time we're leaving. So I may or may not be here that Wednesday.
I love it. And finally, Charlie Borges Jr., our guy here. He says, Joe, I asked the NOAA constrictor this. Should it be time for umpires to start answering for their blown calls? We always hear from the players / managers that make mistakes, but never the ones wearing stripes. Limits, should we hear from them more often about their mistakes?
Absolutely. The rookie umpire whose name I have forgotten and don't want to try to guess should absolutely have talked after the game as to why he thought that that ball with Henry Davis was a strike or not. On the record, not saying to Henry Davis, no, it was inside half of the plate. Give us a formal explanation as to why they can be requested in the NFL. The same should be said for baseball.
I agree. Every once in a while, you'll see, you know, a pool reporter or something like that, or an odd quote from an ump. But at least by the next day, you have to address something as egregious as that. I'm sorry. Thank you, Limits, for participating.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us,
all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.